going back to your study as well as the other paper that was presented at the same time, can you sort of compare and contrast what was seen in the two studies, both in terms of efficacy as well as side effects and toxicity?
Yeah, I mean, the GOG trial involved 62 patients with 1 to 2 prior regimens. It included patients with a full spectrum of prior treatment response. In other words, as I said before, about 40 to 50% of the patients had progressed within 6 months of receiving their most recent platinum-containing regimen, whereas the remainder had a platinum-free interval greater than that period of time. The single-agent BEV trial required that those patients be either primarily or secondarily platinum-resistant, and they could have received 2 to 3 prior regimens. So from the standpoint of risk of disease progression with any therapy, the Genentech trial patients were at higher risk.
What was seen in the two trials in terms of efficacy?
In the trial, which was terminated prematurely because of 5 GI perforations out of 44 patients, the objective response rate was 16% compared to the GOG trial where the response rate was 21%. And I think that the 6-month progression-free survival in the Genentech trial was lower than in the GOG trial. It may reflect the risk level of the patients in terms of what you would expect, but both trials still show single-agent activity.
And just to put that in context, how does the single-agent activity of bevacizumab in these two trials compare to single-agent activity previously with other agents, particularly chemotherapy in ovarian cancer?
Actually, very similar. It's hard to compare across phase 2 trials, but if you look at the drugs that have been moved forward into phase 3 testing, such as liposomal doxorubicin, GEM, and topotecan, very comparable in terms of response rates and progression-free survival rates at the median, or if you look at even 6-month progression-free survival. So on that basis, it would be considered an active drug that would be worthy of phase 3 investigation and potentially, you know, useful in managing patients with recurrent disease, although these trials were not meant up front to be used in application for FDA approval. It's possible that the data may be supportive in that regard.